Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Cameron. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Tori Johns. I was trying to open a claim for unemployment.
Okay, can I have your social, please?
It's 413-538-645.
And what was the last four numbers?
8645.
Hey, can you verify your date of birth for me?
It's 8/19/1985.
And your driver's license number or state ID number?
Driver's license number?
Okay.
Hold on. It's 7549752.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Winborn.
Hey, are you a U.S. citizen?
Winborn. It's W-I-N-B-O-R-N.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yes, ma'am.
You said you do?
You said, do I understand English?
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Oh, no.
Okay. And is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
Disabled? No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
12.
And what was that driver's license number again?
7549752.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. Prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit, please.
Hey, what bank is it for?
It's Bancorp South.
And did you want that in your checking or savings account?
Checking.
Hey, what's that routing number?
It's 084-201278.
Hey, I have 084-201278.
Yeah, 084-201278.
And the account number?
796-41197.
Hey, I have 796-41197.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, what's your mailing address?
It's 47 East Chelsea Circle, Lacey Springs.
And what's that zip code?
35754.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the past year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for you?
256-763-3509.
Hey, just to verify, I have your mailing address as 47 East Chelsea Circle, Lacey Springs, Alabama, 35754.
Yes, ma'am. That's great.
It is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 4029 8th Avenue, 411 Regent Drive Southwest, 803 Oshawney Avenue Northeast, 818 Torrey Pine Circle, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
There was only one of them. It was the 411 Regent Drive.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Fairfield, Piscataway, Syracuse, Van Nuys, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following street addresses in Huntsville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1432 Governor's Place Southeast, 1501 Barrington Road Northwest, 205 Federal Lane, 3004 Mary Oaks Drive Northwest, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
1501 Barrington Road.
When did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. I've never got unemployment before.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day that you worked?
The last day?
Yes, sir.
I think it was around June 24th or something.
And that was of this year?
Huh?
And that was of this year?
Yes, this year. Yeah, I worked, I think the last day was around June 24th. And at Pilgrims, I worked there for almost a year, I think. Right out of a year.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Is the most what?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes. Yeah, I've been trying to get a job, but I haven't had any luck yet.
Yes, sir. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably like 30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Probably around 15.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Repeat that one.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title?
Jack driver. Pallet jack driver.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Am I seeking work in my current occupation?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
And who's your separated employer or the job that you're filing for unemployment for?
Pilgrim.
And do you have a phone number for them?
I can find it. I can get it.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. (256) 582-5631.
And do you remember what your start date was there?
6/17/21.
And what city is it in?
It's Gunnersville, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Did I receive vacation pay or holiday pay or anything like that?
Yes, sir.
Right after my last week, I was eligible for my vacation pay, and they did give me that.
And do you know how many hours that was for?
It was for 40 hours.
And how much do you make per hour, sir?
I was making $18 an hour.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working there, sir?
I was discharged.
Did they give you a reason why?
I was driving the pallet jack and I hit somebody, so they had let me go.
I'm sorry, sir. Your phone went out. Can you repeat that one more time for me?
I was driving the pallet jack and I hit somebody and they let me go.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second, sir. Do you know the name of the person that discharged you, sir?
No, ma'am. I don't.
Hey, do you remember what date you were discharged?
It was... the 24th. I'm not exactly sure the exact date.
Okay.
It was the 21st, I think.
And did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Did I what?
Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Yes.
And was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
And did you do anything to try to resolve the issue before you were discharged?
No, ma'am.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I'm not going to give you a PIN number for you to be able to do your weekly certifications. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay. One second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hey, it's going to be 4585.
4585?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, so now I'm just going to read you the closing statement.
Okay.
All right. The following phone numbers, the following websites and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama. Yes, sir.
Okay.
.alabama.gov.
Alabamawork.gov?
Alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay, at alabama.gov. Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is
www.labor.
Yes, sir. .alabama.
Okay.
.gov.
Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752. Okay.
7-5-2-7-3-8-9.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days and have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
Hey, we've now completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes,
hey, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
Thank you.